One of the ways that the student of mind powers begins to cultivate his or her consciousness is by weeding out all the negatives that are happening inside us. And there are four excellent good methods and techniques for eliminating negatives from our consciousness. And the first thing that you realize is that it makes no difference to the conscious mind whether you think constructive thoughts or destructive thoughts. It makes no difference to the mind. It makes all the difference to you. It makes all the difference to your life. It makes all the difference the things that are going to happen to you. But it makes no difference to your mind. None. Now, notice that I'm speaking of you and your mind as if they're different. And that's what you're going to find out, is that you are not your mind. Just like you are not your hands, or you are not your feet. You are not your mind. And it makes no difference to the conscious mind. None. Whether you think constructive thoughts or destructive thoughts. And yet it makes all the difference to you, all the difference to your life, all the difference to the things that are going to happen to you. So what we need to do is we need to cultivate our mind. And negatives are like weeds in the garden. And we have to begin to cultivate them. Now there are four excellent, good methods and techniques for cultivating your mind. Four very good ones for getting rid of negatives. The first technique is called the cut-it-off technique. What the cut-it-off technique is, that the instant that you recognize that you're thinking negative thoughts, the instant that you recognize it, you immediately cut it off and insert a totally different thought into your mind. You don't argue with it. You don't analyze it. You don't defend yourself against it. Just immediately cut it off and insert a totally different thought into your mind. And the key is the instant that you recognize it. Like maybe the negative thought comes to you, ah, what's the use? You're worthless in your life. Just cut it off. You recognize it's a negative thought, cut it off and insert a totally different thought into your mind. You don't argue with it, don't defend yourself, don't analyze it, nothing. Cut it off and insert a totally different thought into your mind. That's the first method, the cut it off method. Now, in the second method, what you do is you observe the negative. You observe it. So instead of cutting it off, you observe it. Now notice these are four totally different, independent ways of dealing with negatives. Some of the techniques are contradictory to one another. These are four totally separate, independent ways of dealing with negatives. The second is to become the observer of it. And in the observer of it, the first thing that you do, the most important thing that you do, is you label it. You say, what is happening inside me is I am now experiencing, quotation marks, a negative thought. I'm experiencing a negative thought. But you don't get caught up into it. You don't get caught up into it. Here's a truth. And when you understand this next fact, you are 75% of the way of eliminating negatives from your life simply by understanding this next fact and truth. And I'm going to say it three times. And I don't want you to write anything down. I want it to permeate into your consciousness. I want it to burn permanently into your consciousness. I want you never, ever to forget this next truth, because once you know it, you are 75%, 75% of the way of eliminating negatives just by simply understanding this next truth. And I'm going to say it three times. Here it comes. Negatives only have power over you if you react to them. Negatives only have power over you when you react to them. Negatives only have power over you only. The only time they have power over you is when you react to them. If you fail to react to the negative, it has no power. Negatives are like psychic leeches. Negatives suck their energy from you. Negatives get their power from you. It's your reaction that gives them power. If you fail to react to it, it has no power over you. That is so crucial to know and understand. So when the negative comes to you, in the second technique, what you do is you just remind yourself, calmly and remind yourself, it's only a negative thought. It's only a negative thought. It's only a negative thought. And maybe it might be this great big negative that you have to dance around like, whoa, look at that one. It's only a negative thought. It's only a negative thought. And you have to keep a little bit ahead of it. It's only a negative thought. It's only a negative thought. It's only a negative. Keep reminding yourself over and over and over again that it's only a negative thought. That's all it is. It has no more power other than what you give it. If the negative comes and you go, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh, I just know that's going, how am I going to react? It's gotcha. You see, it's gotcha. When you fail to react to it, just remind yourself it's only a negative thought. That's all it is. Now, the third technique is exaggeration. And in the exaggeration technique, what you do is that whatever the negative is, you exaggerate it into ridiculousness. And the key is ridiculousness. You see, if you only exaggerate it, you make it worse. So by a little bit of exaggeration, you make it worse. But by ridiculous exaggeration, you take the power away from it. Like, let's say you say, oh my God, you know, I could lose my job. What happens if I get laid off? And you recognize, well, that's just a negative thought. So you, in the exaggeration, what you do, exaggerate it. Exaggerate it into the ridiculous. You say, that's right, I'm probably going to lose my job. In fact, not only am I going to lose my job, then I'll probably lose my house. Not only am I going to lose my house, I'll probably lose my car. Not only am I going to lose my car, they'll probably take all my clothes. Not only am I going to lose my clothes, I'll probably get this weird illness where my limbs start falling off, and I'm going to lose my arms, I'm going to lose my legs. I'm going to be this little naked stump hopping along the street, and people are going to say to me, you've had a hard run of luck, haven't you, mate? Now, totally ridiculous. It has to be theater of the absurd. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when negatives came to us, they came as a little warning signal, you know, like, dun, 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 dun. It's only a negative thought. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. Dun. But it doesn't. I mean, these things come like the voice of God. You know, guess what's going to happen to you, you know, and they project it in. Like, let's face it, when a negative comes to it, it doesn't come with a disclaimer. There's no disclaimer there. You know, like you can believe me if you want or not. I mean, it comes like, oh my God, look what's going to happen. But once again, let me repeat, and this is crucial. Negatives only have power over you if you react to them. So any method that you can keep from reacting takes the power away from them. The fourth technique is to counteract the negative with the exact opposite. So whatever that negative is, you counteract it with the exact opposite. When the thought comes to you that I'm not going to make another sale today, counteract it with the exact opposite. I'm going to make another sale today. When the thought comes to you that I'm going to lose my job, counteract it with the exact opposite. I'm going to do fabulous in my job. When the thought comes to you that you're never going to get ahead financially, counteract it with the exact opposite. I'm going to be tremendously successful financially. When the thought comes to you that you're a worthless person, counteract it with the exact opposite. I'm a fabulous person. Because the mind can only think one thought at a time. It might appear to you that you're thinking many thoughts at a time, but really what's happening is you're thinking one thought after another one thought after another one thought. And if you take out the negative and put in the exact opposite, you take the power away from it. Like a boxer would box his opponent, you know, with some combinations, some body blows, some jabs. Okay, next time you find yourself thinking a negative, why don't you hit it with two twos, a one and a four, you know? Or maybe hit it with a bunch of ones and a three. Experiment with these techniques. Each one of us seems to have favorites that work better than others. Some people love the exaggeration technique. Other people don't like it, but they love the labeling technique. You know, you've got four separate, different ways of dealing with negatives. So use them individually. Use them in combination with one another. But from this point on, begin to take responsibility for your consciousness. From this point on, you have the choice to either entertain negatives or dismiss them. Because now we have four excellent, good methods for dismissing negatives. Now, in many ways, we can use the analogy of like weeding a garden. And cultivating your consciousness very often is like cultivating a garden. Do we have any gardeners here tonight? Do we have any gardeners? Anybody a gardener? You're a gardener. Okay, what's your name? Trish. Okay, Trish, now you're going to be our resident gardener here tonight. Trish, if you've got a garden that is just completely overrun with weeds, I mean, what do you do to get them out? You dig them out! I wasn't ready for such brilliance on the first evening. You dig them out. You pull them out. And that's exactly what you do. Exactly what you do. You see, what you do is you start with who and what you are now. I've only had a couple gardens in my life. I must say that I'm not the best of gardeners. And what happens, and this is my big mistake, is that I will go and I will do all the preparation in the garden and I'll cultivate it and I'll plant the seeds, and then I go back a couple months later and the garden's just overrun with weeds. And what I don't seem to realize is that in order to stay on top of your garden, what you have to do is you have to do just a little bit of weeding each day. And when you do a little bit of weeding each day, then you stay on top of it. And that's exactly what it is in our consciousness. is a little bit of weeding every day is how you stay on top of it. Now, if you have a garden that is completely overrun with weeds, then doesn't mean that you have to completely weed it in one sitting. You can do a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit over there, and gradually what will happen is if you put a bit of time in each day, you begin to weed out that garden. And that's exactly what we do in our consciousness, is that we start with who and what we are right now. And we begin weeding our consciousness. We begin getting rid of all those negative thoughts. And even the most optimistic person has a whole bunch of negatives that run rampant. From this point on, we take responsibility for our consciousness. And we begin to cultivate our consciousness. And the first way that the student of mind power cultivates is by weeding out those negatives.